You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last night, Sane touched on it there. I touched on it in the open. On the TNT broadcast, this was brought to my attention today and certainly caught the eye of Ja Morant. Charles Barkley had some interesting things to say, the least, on the next step of Ja's development here in year four. Saying I went and transcribed it, so I can read it to you.
Read it, brother. Exactly. Read it with that church voice.
I can read it to you exactly how he said. Now, I can't sound like Charles, but I can give it to you exactly how I said. So you've got all the context. We've got all the context of what he said. Because I'll be honest with you. You know, I know Charles around the joke and everything else, but I think I expected more from him, at least on this comment on Ja. Here's the quote. But the next evolution for Ja is he got to learn to make the players around him better. You know, when you're a great player, you can get your shot anytime you want to. But to take that next step, and then Kenny Smith interrupted him. He said, you don't think that he makes them better? Charles said, I'm saying the players around him. Kenny said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And here's where Charles doubled down. He said, no. I don't think he's added that to his game yet. Sometimes when you make a play, you got to be thinking to yourself, I can go around this guy, but I need to get this guy going, or I need to get this guy going. And it cut off for the most part at that point there. But Charles was sort of doubled down again with Kenny interrupting him that it's the next. And I'll be honest with you, saying because I hope you're going to unload, because this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at, is that it sounded like the sort of cookie cutter answer and sort of
analysis really don't pay attention
that older guys have said about young guys for a long time, and one who's saying not paying attention. And I would ask you, how is Charles not paying attention to a Grizzlies team that just had the second best record in the league? He saw him in the playoffs last year.
Right. He clearly doesn't pay attention. None of these guys do. They see highlights. And they see Ja doing these amazing things, and they just say, okay, well, what comes with the super athletic guard criticism starter kit? Oh, he's not getting other guys involved. He's just getting his point.
Starter kit. I
He looks at Ja scoring, you know, 30 points a game. Oh, he can't be getting other guys involved. Those type of things. And I think it's just a ridiculous comment, man. And I talked with this is something that me and Peter would talk about a lot on our show. Back in my old radio days, we used to talk about how these NBA commentators, these old guys, these vets, stars that we all grew up on, the Charles Barkleys, you know, Kenny Smith, Shaq, these guys that we all, you know, watched coming up. The NBA does the absolute worst job of protecting the name and the brand of his product with the guys that they pay to talk about their product. You know what I mean? Like, you don't cut on NFL to hear people saying, man, it's, you know, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's like, you never hear that, bro. You hear these guys talk very well about the future of the league, the guys who will carry the torch to the next generation. And it sounds lazy. It's like these guys don't watch the game. It sounds like they're jealous of these young guys because of the freedoms they have, some of the skills they have. I'm tired of Shaq talking about bigs that don't go inside or, you know, and shoot too much. And like, Shaq, come on, man. Like,
are there two other than those two, Saint, other than Shaq and Charles?
Reggie Miller does it all the time. All of them. Like literally almost all of them, bro. Like,
who'd you say? Reggie Miller?
Yeah, Reggie Miller's bad about it. Who else is really bad about that crap, man?
Interesting.
Who you thinking? Who are you thinking about?
No, I considered Charles, and it was the one, and Shaq too. The way he what he did to it, and I'm not a huge Donovan Mitchell fan.
Oh
but
yeah, it was trash. Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, I thought that was trash.
Try to get the man up, acknowledge him, apologize.
I thought that was trash. Other guys who sort of. I'm with you. Reggie can be negative, you know, can be that way. Charles and Shaq are on a level on their own.
Yeah, I watch them for the entertainment though, for the funny stuff. I don't care about analysis at all because it's lazy as shit, man. Like, it's like, and like, how can you look at Ja Morant, who instantly, first season, came to this team, a team that was supposed to be, you were bad enough where you got the number two pick in the draft, right? And the very next season, you're in the play-in. And if it wasn't no COVID, no pandemic, would have been a playoff team. And like, how can you say that guy coming in is not making guys around him better, man? And like you said, regardless of who's out there, we still were competing, still were winning games at a big time level last year. But I will say this though, I'm gonna play devil's advocate because I'm gonna tell you what Charles Barkley's probably looking at. I haven't heard anybody on Twitter, radio, anything make the point I'm about to make. You know what I think Charles Barkley's doing? Like where he got his whole thing from? Ooh. I think that he's kind of looked at the offensive development or lack thereof from Jaren Jackson Jr. and he's associating that with Ja Morant. Because in his eyes, he's like, okay, Ja and this kid, like I know Desmond Bain, but he just kind of got around in Charles Barkley's eyes. He probably just, oh, that kid's pretty new. But Ja and Jaren, that's been the guys. That's been your two. That's been your consistent two guys that's been here forever. Like, why they don't run pick and roll with this big man? Like, why Ja ain't getting this big man involved?
I can understand that if you're tying it to Jaren.
That's what he's looking at. I bet he's like, okay, that Jaren kid's got some tools. Like, why don't him and those two? Because that frustrates me. Like, I'm totally concerned with, I could have talked about this in the second segment. I want to say this just for this. And I'm not trying to come to Charles Barkley's rescue because I think he's terrible when it comes down to analyzing the game. But I think what he's saying is, and this is my frustration and my concern, we have to find a way to make the game easier for Jaren Jackson Jr., for him to be able to score more efficiently.
Absolutely.
Like, seeing Jaren coming back and he's shooting 7 3-pointers, I'm like, no, I don't. Even when Jaren was shooting 39%, he wouldn't, I mean, seven? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of threes, bro. Desmond Bain shoot 8.5, and that number sounds astronomical. And it's like, maybe that's what he saw. Like, it's because Jaren looks like a player that's just with no direction offensively. Like, he's just kind of misused. Maybe he's looking at that. I'll give him benefit of the doubt on that. But in total, Charles Barkley's comments sounded absolutely goofy. It just sounds lazy. It sounds like bro, how can the team be as good as the Grizzlies were last year? And that's what you gather from the team. It's wild.
Yeah, I think he's Ja Morant's been a part of Bane's steps. He's been a part of making everybody on that team better. You had the second best record. I think you make a great point about Charles maybe holding Jaren's offensive game against Ja. I also think whether it's Charles or others, the fact that Memphis was 20-5 last year without Ja is held against him.
And that's crazy.
It's unbelievable because it seemed when some like Charles have made that point about how good the Grizzlies were without him, it's almost like it's intended to lessen Ja's value. That's a credit to number one, Tyus Jones and the Grizzlies playing without Ja and sort of the depth they had around him. But I'm telling you right now, these analysts and these Ja detractors use it against him.
It's crazy
in arguments like this that he hasn't learned yet. I mean, this team again is where it is with two 23-year-olds and a 24-year-old as the core shows you how ahead of that man, ahead of his years, Ja Morant is. We've always said right. That what sort of differentiates him and Derrick Rose is how cerebral Ja has been at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were hoping that for Derrick and saying, okay, you're going to have to change the completely, you know, game that's completely based around your athleticism. You got to get more cerebral early. It took him a while. Heck, ends up getting injured first. Ja has already had the sort of I'm a point guard who can change. But it, you know what? I'll bottom line it this way. It felt like saying you said the thing that hit me with the whole it's you know starter kit criticism starter kit. It felt like Barkley was talking about a guy like De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah,
De'Aaron Fox been in the league longer, hasn't improved. That he can make teammates better.
Yeah.
Hell, this is the first time we're paying any attention to Sacramento. And that's De'Aaron can put up numbers, but does he make players better? Back to yours, it's that kind of player Charles should be saying about, but it felt like he took a De'Aaron Fox like and applied it to Ja.
Fucking lazy, man.
It's like cookie cutter, lazy ass veteran analyst. I'm gonna tell you, this young man needs to learn how to get the team involved. Man, that man been doing that stuff since he got the league. That man heard Murray State in the damn NCAA tournament.
Right.
Making two-star dudes play like four-star dudes.
Right. Right, man. And he's got – oh, man, it's insane. And
So it is
– But I will say this, man. Go ahead. It does feel good to be on national television with Charles Barkley talking about you as opposed to playing games on PAX.
Well, amen.
That's what I call Bally's, PAX 2.0. It's Bally's. Rubbish. Do they sponsor this? I mean, if they do, I apologize, y'all.
I don't have any, man, on my DirecTV stream app. I get Bally's just fine. I don't know why you give me a hard time, bro. What the? Well, that's on your bootleg. You can't pick
my bootleg stream.
That's your fault, say. Not that hey, ain't Bally's.
I cut the game on them folks speaking Spanish, and they're just oh, they speaking Spanish. Oh, the whole show about Santi. Like damn,
man. I tell you what. Santi's been a nice little rep. I hope they're super excited about him, man. Because he's on your stream. Yeah, he said that reverse dunk he had the other night on the alley.
The alley was great, man.
Yeah, Santi got a little funk to him. But anyway, yes. Charles Barkley talking crazy last night.
TNT
broadcast. I figured Sane would have it.
Man, piss me off, man.
It was a lazy take, and it needed to be held accountable. You need to be checked on. It was absolutely lazy take. Well, that's the episode.